Welcome to Lane Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Large science and entrepreneurship brought together in an upcoming exhibit at the Enterprise Center in Ruston. Joining me in studio to share more, Enterprise Center Director Davey Norris and Louisiana Tech Art Faculty member Todd Maggio. Gentlemen, welcome to you both.
Happy to be here.
Well, glad that you're here. And Davey, tell us about this new innovative program, and it all gets started in a lab at Louisiana Tech University.
It does. And just some quick background. So over the last few years in the global economy, there have been these new trends emerging that are creating a 21st century economy that's very different from the one we just moved out of in the last century. New distribution methods, new methods for marketing products, for developing products, interaction between different disciplines in designing new products, new methods for funding startup companies, and different consumer preferences. Well, all these kind of come together to create a new environment for products, businesses, and economies to thrive. There's a particular strategy that's been emerging that's quite well suited to this 21st century economy, and it's one called the makerspace, which is in the old days it was kind of a tinkering space, but in the modern version of it, it's an integration of engineering, science, art, and business that is taking advantage of those emerging economic trends in a way that can create new innovations and leading in particular to new business ventures and new economic growth in regional economies. And so what we've done at Louisiana Tech has begun to define what a makerspace means for our region that can be an economic engine and a business development engine in the I-20 corridor in North Louisiana. We've created a facility called the Thingery. And that's just based on the idea that at this place you imagine, design, and create things. And then we've added the element of how you get those things into a business and out into the market to create new economic activity. So it's a fascinating integration of different disciplines. And this exhibit that's opening on Friday is some brilliant work by two art faculty at Louisiana Tech who took this space and created work that not only demonstrates the capabilities, the technical capabilities of the space, but they've made an artistic statement at the same time.
Take us through that process. When did this begin in the development of bringing these fields together to create this?
This has been developing at Louisiana Tech for some years now with people from engineering, art, architecture, and business talking about interdisciplinary design activities. And it just sort of really started to take shape in the spring of this year. And just the fall of this year is when we first opened the Thingery and had all the equipment there, 3D printers, laser cutters, vinyl cutters, vacuum formers, all different kinds of things that these technical and creative people know how to use. We've integrated that with all of our business development and entrepreneurial support activities so that it can really have that entrepreneurial element and not just the technical element. And we already have people making everything from jewelry to electronic devices to prototyping of biomedical devices, all happening in that space.
Yeah. Well, Todd, tell us about the innovative process. It's kind of like opening a box for you and saying, here you go.
It really is, and it's one of the most exciting aspects of the Thingery is that it is a common creative space where anyone on campus from any discipline can come together to work on a project that may utilize the resources. And I think that's, for me, one of the most exciting things is collaborating with students and faculty from engineering and sharing the creative process and see how they work through problems. And that in and of itself can open doors for art students who can find new avenues for expression through these different types of resources that they haven't had access to previously.
Has there been any real challenges, and how have you met those challenges, trying to bring these disciplines together?
Fortunately, on Louisiana Tech campus, there hasn't been many challenges, or really I can't think of any challenges
just
to bring the
process
faculty together. Everyone's been very excited about the collaboration, and engineering understands the importance of art and creativity and what they do, so there's been a lot of anticipation for this type of activity, so it's been you know, it's been really great response.
Yeah, Davey alluded to it when we talk about you know, business development, prototypes, things like that that are possible.
True. We are able to not only conceptualize, design, and prototype products, but there are resources there for developing marketing materials as well, printed promotional materials, and even a video production unit for producing demo videos in case we decide to start some Kickstarter projects or things of that nature.
You mentioned some of the work with the students there at Louisiana Tech. Share on some of the conversation there and how they're coming along and understanding bringing all this together.
The students, there's been a lot of interest in the on the art side to get into working with some of these materials. I know myself and some of the faculty are interested in looking into industrial design as a potential direction for students in the School of Art to study. And there's a lot, just the opportunity to create and design the objects that make up the world around us, I think, is a very alluring prospect for the art students. It's a whole dimension of expression that I don't think they've had access to before.
Todd actually co-teaches a course in the spring with an engineering faculty and a business faculty that integrates the design and commercialization aspects of this facility all in one course. There are also students that entrepreneurial students on campus that are now using the facility to create prototypes of the products that they've developed. We also envision this, and it already is becoming this way, a resource for the community and for the region, for entrepreneurs and businesses in the region to find ways to use this facility to develop and create their own new products, and also to train their workers on this type of equipment so they can bring that innovative capacity into their own companies.
Exhibit gets underway this Friday, correct?
This Friday at 6 o'clock at the Enterprise Center in Ruston.
And Davey, if someone would like to find out more about the Thingery and possibly using the facility, how could they do so?
What's that website address, Scott? Do you remember? It's Todd?
LawTech.edu/Thingery. That'll get you there.
There we go.
Easy enough. Todd Maggio and Davey Norris with Louisiana Tech University, the Enterprise Center, and the Thingery. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.